Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, July the 15th, 2022. I am Tungameli Nkomao. Tonight, we are talking about the rising political tensions and apprehension in Zimbabwe, amid accusations that ZANU-PF politicians are inciting political violence ahead of next year's general elections. Statements by President Emmerson Mnangagwa this week that the country's security forces are on the alert to crush any opposition trouble have many people concerned the ruling party may be planning a crackdown on dissenting voices to intimidate the electorate ahead of the polls. Equally troubling, ruling party spokesperson Christopher Mutsangwa has been quoted in the press as saying there is no daylight between security forces and ZANU-PF. In other words, the ruling party controls the police and the army. A video of a ZANU-PF official suggesting that the ruling party slogan, which says, "Pasina ningi, pansi lozbani," or "down with someone," literally means "kill your opponent," also has many people worried. But citing the recent bout of skirmishes in Chitungwiza, ZANU-PF counters it is the opposition CCC that's particularly violent. Lichona njani zulugandaba emakhaya siyahlangana kuhlelo Live Talk lamhlanje kungolwesihlanu. Udaba olusegudwini ngolokufuthelana osokuqhamukile elizweni ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho. Sesizwile inkulumo ezivela kwabezanu-PF labe-CCC labamabandla atshiyeneyo esingathi opposition. Mnangagwa kule viki uthe ekhuluma ku-Politburo yeZANU-PF wathi amabutho azimisele alungele ukuhlasela abamabandla aphikisayo alubana bethe bacabanga ukwenza udlakela, njalo uthi basetshenziswa izitha zeZimbabwe. Ubaba uChristopher Mutsangwa oyisikhulumeli seZANU-PF la esibone ephuma kuphephandaba le-Newsday esithi akula mahluko phakathi kweZANU-PF lamabutho. Ngezinye indlela amabutho ngaweZANU-PF asebenzela iZANU-PF. Kanti ke kule video egcwele enkundleni zokuxhumana eyo esiphathamandla seZANU-PF, sitshela amanye amalunga leli bandla ukuthi nxa kuthiwa phansi loTshamisa, phansi ngoTshamisa, pasi naTshamisa, batsho ukuthi akubula umuntu. Bathi yikho okwakutshiwo yileso slogan kusukela kudala ngesikhathi sempi. Ngakho uthi kusayikho lalamhlanje. Kwazwai vatereri kusangana ukumu chirongwa chenyu, chirongwa che Live Talk, nasi mswe chishanu, tiri kukurukura. Neboa boa rikuitika munyika kusa fambirana zvakanaka pakati kwemapato ezvematongero enyika. Tikuona kuti the opposition vari kupomera ZANU-PF mhosva yekuda kukonzera mhirizhonga pamberi pesarudzo dza 2023. Takanzwa mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa nezuro kana kuti marimwe zuro vachitaura kuPolitburo vachiti mauto acharakasa, acharova vebe opposition kana vakapfunga nezvekuita mhirizhonga. Tikanzwawo vaChristopher Mutsangwa vachibuda mupepa nhau reNewsday vachiti hapana mutsauko pakati peZANU-PF nemauto. Saka nokudaro veruzhinji vari kuti ZANU-PF iri kuronga kurwa vanhu pamberi pesarudzo. And amid the tensions, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, is weighing in tonight, urging peace ahead of the polls. Here is Commission spokesperson Jasper Mangwana talking to VOA reporter Rutendo Mawere.
We
Mutauriri weZimbabwe Electoral Commission va Jasper Mangwana vachitaura na Rutendo Mawere weStudio 7 pamusangano wavaita nevatori venhau nhasi muHarare. Vanga vachishora mhiri zhonga uye vachikurudzira vanhu kuti vange vachinotarisa mazita avo pavoters roll. We also have church leaders involved in peace building weighing in. But first, some perspectives from political parties. Tine nengo ye Triple C va Denford Ngaziwore vachitaura na Godwin Mangudla we Studio 7.
Tinoziva zvekuitika munyika. Haasi kuziva kuti haasi kudila ne MDC. Iparty yakwe iparty yemacitizen. Iparty yemunhu wese. Iparty yemunhu wese anova ari yemusoja, mupurisa, nao veteran. So if party is in the reality, former citizens, to be ready to lead to get our chamisa. To be ready to put in the chamisa on our respect. Focus the other panel, get to mobilize our Zimbabwe, what is the voter, to win a saluto, to defend the power. So the outer says that I am waiting. So that's the MDC, I see MDC, you know. By then, the other way, but in the IMA citizens, very ready to defend, very ready to get a Russian, but watch out if I don't, watch out to the middle. Then I find out one of the Buddhism, watch out if I watch out Miss Oguara, at you put you so, I was it to so far, and I was with Oraika, with my citizens, which I lead that is even there.
Sakamuno tifunda siti shona kuti munyika mune violence uye tiri kuona mumwe mavhidhiyo akaita sevanonzi vanovachamisa ngavaurawe muno tifunda sei uye ndiani ari kukonzera mhirizhoni
zvekutanga tichaudza achatenera nyika ka tichivaudza basa remacitizen kudifenda makomiti tichapinda kumwe nakumwe maeres akasiyana siyana tichivaudza obligation yavo kuchekenza achamisa kuchekenza basa kuchengeza upfumi wenyika kuchengeza zarumangwa na wewe na wao so chaudza vanhu ivavo sekati vazive kuti vane donzo rochengeza ani kuva community vachadhila neavo vanokwanisa kuita mhirizhonga macommunity kwavo ikoko kundo responsibility yani yavo vanhu vese vanofa vazive kuti mhirizhonga haiitwi
saka muchaita se takaona kakusenmaris kunyatsime kuchiita mhirizhonga ndiye anonge aresponsible uye nimunotea chinezvo
angari responsible kusonesa senmaris yange iri zanupf as you are aware dambudziko ratinaro senyika idambudziko rekuti sometimes zanupf inobatana nemapurisa nemacio and we are used to that parikune zvakare mapurisa nemacio nepolisi nearmy vari progressive vari professional so make sure zvakamira zvidzokororo zvakare because basa zvakare remacommunity kusicongendise so zvitaoneka vamwe navaenda mhirizhonga yavo kuti vazive kuti mhirizhonga yakadini yakashata but tikuita mhirizhonga yakamboitika yakamboitika but going forward ticharamba kuti hakuna mhirizhonga yakati iitwe macommunities
munozviita sei izvozvo nokuti takanzwawo futi kamutungamiri wenyika achitaura kuti imi pachenyu sebato nemamwe mapato anopikisa muri kutoronga mhirizhonga
no ikatoronga mhirizhonga isu setpc atoronga mhirizhonga asi kuronga kupedza mhirizhonga
vadanford ngaziore inhengo yebato retpc vanga vachitaura nagodwin mangudla westudio 7 vari muharare ZANU-PF Information Director Tafadzwa Mugwadi denies his party is stirring trouble, instead accusing journalists of sensationalizing issues and blaming any violence on the opposition.
Tinozviziva kuti variko vatapi venhau vanotsvaka kushora musangano weZANU-PF pese pese nokutsvaka utano mugati kuti vashore musangano weZANU-PF ndozvatiri kuona apa zvingani zvinotaurwa nevanopikisa vachitsoropodza vachichisidzira mhirizhonga kuvasupporters vezanupf zvingani vanajobhusikala nhasi vari muwani vachidedzera kuti ndai munopwanya dzimba dzevanhu vezanupf vajobhusikala vanoonekwa vari pachibhorani vachitaura kuti gore ra2023 muno mucharohwa munhu muno asi hatina kumboonawo mapepa nawo muchizvipublishaiza makuenda kunotsvakawo mutana zvakare kumusha uko achiita musangano wake mati kwanzi musangano wezanupf ndiwe mhirizhonga ayo hakuna zvakadaro zvekare mashoko ababa ava mukanyatso kumateereresa comrade ava havana kumbotaura kuti endai munorova vanhu havana kumbotaura kuti ngakuurave munhu asina kuverenga nhoroondo yenyika inoi ndiye anogona kutadza kunzwisisa mashoko avo nokuti comrade ava vanovamuwo veterani zvekare vatinoziva vari kutaura ivo kuti kare nyika ino ichirwirwa usununguko namacomrades vana mukoma vatungamiriri vatinavo nhasi navabereki vose nana mujibha nana chimbwiro vabereki vose vakarwa hondo nguva yehondo vatengesi vaurava vanhu vaisapota Ian Smith vachishungurudza vana vari kurwira nyika ino kuti ive nerusununguko vaiurava kana vari vatengesi hapana chinyuwani ipapo zvose izvi zvaitika kosi ndomasunungurwi wakaitwa nyika inoi saka tiva nechakashata pamashoko avari kutaura kudzidziswa nhoroondo yenyika hakuna kushata ende variko zveshuwa vatengesi vakaurawa vananyati vakatourawa zveshuwa zvikashaya basa nokuda kwekutengesa nyika saka hationi chakashata pamashoko avo uye musangano wezanupf haukurudziri mhirizhonga
ZANU-PF Information Director Tafadzwa Mugwadi vanoongorora zvematongero enyika vakarerekera kuZANU-PF vaGibson nyika dzino vanoti mhirizhonga inogona kupera chete munyika kana mapato ezvematongero enyika akava nemuonero mumwe chete pamwe nekuisa zvido zveveruzhinji pamberi
ai mhirizhonga chekutanga chandinoona chiri kuikonzera kushaya pfungwa dzekubatana pamwe chete sevana vezimbabwe zvisinei nekuti munhu uri kubva kunharaunda ipi kana kuti uri kusapota bato ripi zviri kubva zvazoitisisa ndezvekuti kana mhirizhonga yatanga zvaakureva kuti isu maonero edu ebudiriro zviri kubva zvakanganisa saka chikonzero chiri kuitisa mhirizhonga iyoyo ndechekuti kushaya kuonerana zvinhu pamwe chete nehumbimbi ndoga uri kubuda muvanhu tichitadza kuisa zimbabwe pamberi tichida kuisa pfungwa dzedu nemaonero nemaitikiro ezvinhu zvedu pachezvedu kuti isu toga tingoti zvedu ndizvo zviri kufamba zvedu ndizvo zviri kubuda pachirungu tinoti chiri kukonzerwa neyatingati intolerance kana kuti kugamuchira kuti mumwe munhu anogona kuita mamwe maonero akasiyana neangu uye zvekare mirizhonga iyi ndiri kuona iri kukonzerwa zvekare nemamwe mashoko ari kubuda mumukanwa yevatungamiri vanogona kunge vachikurudzira kuti vanhu vaite zvemhirizhonga iwayo mashoko akashata zvekare chimiso chiri kuratidza kuti vatungamiri vanodaro havana rudo nevanhu nekuti kana mhirizhonga ichinge yozoitika ivo vanowanikwa vasipo pazvinenge zvichiitika saka zvinhu izvozvi zvekusaona zvinhu pamwe chete kutadza yananiso zvekare nemashoko anoturwa akaipa nevatungamiri zvinhu zviri kukanganisa
vaGibson nyika dzino vanongorora zvematongero enyika vakarerekera kuZanu PF vanga vachitaura naGodwin Mangudla weStudio 7. Let's take a brief break. Stay tuned. Don't go away. As said earlier, we also have church leaders who are involved in peace-building initiatives who are urging tolerance. Silabo abezenkonzo bakwethu njengokusho kwami ngaphambilini abathi labo baphatheke kabi ngokufuthelana okukhona. Nangu umfundisi uSeni Spanda oweZimbabwe Christian Alliance exoxa loEzra Chisa Spanda weStudio 7.
Tina njenga wako keli wama vanda la peZimbabwe. Kuya sikataza kakhulu kuti udlakela solo ngani luyaphakama njalo. Siyananzelela ukuba kusukela isikhathi sama-by-elections okwafa khona abantu. Lalapho esephelile udlakela lokhu lukhona. Ngakho besisebenza lama-local peace committee ezigabeni ezehlukeneyo. Ukuthi besebenzela labo abama-political parties. Ukwenzela ukuthi kube lokuthula. Sinayekela ukwenza njalo kulokuxabana okuningi okwenzakalayo okugcina kusenza ukuthi abantu balwe abanye abantu begcina besifa ngakho-ke besikhangelele thina ukuthi ama-local peace committees azasebenza lama-political parties ukwenzela ukuthi bebone ukuthi nxa umuntu ekhethelini ibandla i-political party ngumakhelwane wami ngaso sitha sami njalo siyakwazi ukuba isekelo sombuso siyavumela ukuthi umuntu akhethe loba yiliphi ibandla afuna ukusebenza lalo ngakho thina siyakhuthaza-ke abantu beZimbabwe ukuba bantu singatshanini silimazane ngenxa yezinto zombangazo ngomakhelwane bethu izihlobo zethu njalo iBhayibhile liyasikhuthaza ukuthi umuntu wenziwe ngomfanekiso kaNkulunkulu ngakho kumele siwunanzelele siwugcine singawubulali njengoba sesikhangelela ukhetho oluqakathekileyo kumnyaka lozayo kuqakathekile ukuthi indaba yodlakela siyikhangelisise thina njengamabandla kuyasikhathaza ukuba kuthe laphana kusiya ku-by-election kwafa abantu bebetshana belimazana lakathesi i-by-election siphelile lokhu lokudlwangudlwangu ngakho-ke besisebenza lama-local peace committee ethu asebenza ezigabeni ezehlukeneyo besebenza lama-political parties ukwenzela ukuthi abantu babonane njengabomakhelwane bengalwi nxa umuntu ekhethe ukuthi yena ukuhlangotha olunye akuthi ukuthi useyisitha sakho sokumele umgomode umbulale kodwa ukuthi ukuthi kumakhelwane wakho ubone izinto ngendlela eyehlukeneyo. Isisekelo sombuso seZimbabwe siyavumela ukuthi abantu ilo nalo azikhethele ukuthi iluphi uhlangothi afuna ukuthi ayekilo. Njalo ke isisekelo sombuso siyakhuluma ngokuthi umuntu nxa esizalwane seZimbabwe ulelungelo le-political participation. Lali iBhayibheli liyavuma ukuthi umuntu uyakhetha indlela ngendlela ezehlukeneyo, sicabanga ngendlela ehlukeneyo. Ngakho siyakhuthaza amaZimbabweans ukuba abantu singathanini, singabulalanini ngenxa yokucabanga kwehlukeneyo, kodwa sazini ukuthi sonke singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
Umfundisi Hussein Spanda ngoweZimbabwe Christian Alliance. Ezra also spoke to Bishop Netta of the New Life Fellowship. He also works with the Christian Alliance.
We as the churches of Bulawayo, where we've got a grouping of bishops and we call ourselves the Bishops of Bulawayo, with different organizations, people coming from Evangelical Fellowship of Zimbabwe, people coming from Zimbabwe Council of Churches and some Catholics within us, all what we desire and what we want to do is that let no one die because of election. Let there be no blood that will be spilled because of elections. We want to see peaceful elections. We know 23 is coming. Elections are necessary. We have to have people that will represent us in parliament, represent us in council. That is necessary for things to be done that way. But all what we are requesting is that let there be just peaceful campaigning and people help to deal with issues of peaceful campaigning. We have actually, as organizations, done our level best to move from place to place, trying to talk to people about the issues of that there shouldn't be violence. As Zimbabwe Christian Alliance, we have also moved into where we have, in different places where we have put peace committees. And these peace committees talk to the community and, of course, using the church, that there should be peace. And also gathering the different people who will be campaigning from different political parties together and with the community and say, let's talk about issues of peace. We found that in the areas we have done this, there has been a great deal of actually respect one with the other.
Have you tried to arrange a dialogue between political parties, maybe to perhaps to try and address the situation of violence which already we are seeing across some parts of Zimbabwe, especially in Mashonaland? Have you tried to engage the real leaders of these political parties?
On the score of what's happening, like you're telling about what's happening in Mashonaland at the moment, we haven't really tried to put the political parties together. We've tried to put them together not because there is violence, but putting them together in order to avoid violence in the places that we have done that.
Are they willing? Have they come together with you? Are they willing to come and attend the prayers for peace which you normally organize?
Yes, they have. Actually, it's very interesting that people that are campaigning also, they need peace. Because that one soul that will die and that person that will be killed, he might be your voter. He might be a person that is going to bless you indeed by his vote. So there is no need for him to be killed. Let us be people that will respect one another and have peaceful campaigns.
That's Pastor Netta speaking there with VOA Studio 7 reporter Ezra Chisaspanda. And now to our guest, political analyst, Mr. Adifa Dube, all the way from the United Kingdom. Mr. Dube, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening, Mr. Nkomo. Thank you very much to you and to the listeners of VOA.
There is growing concern, Mr. Dube, over the political environment in Zimbabwe leading to the elections next year. And tonight, the European Union issued a report warning that without fundamental political and electoral reforms, Zimbabwe will have another disputed election next year. Simply put, there cannot be a free and fair election in Zimbabwe without reforms. What say you?
To be quite honest, Mr. Nkoma, I don't know. I think I'll prefer using Ndebele because otherwise my accent is absolutely terrible. Some people might end up not hearing what I'm saying. But what I would like to say mostly regarding the issue of the elections, upcoming elections in 2023, the reforms are very crucial as far as the political sphere is concerned. Because we can't think like a fool with Abantu Kulungi to have reforms so that we can have a clear mandate within our political arena so that we can have a coordinator for which we can be satisfactory to everyone who is going to participate within the election, from our leaders to Abantu Abayiwa Abazabe Keta. So I'm a reforms are need which is the steering of Abantu from outside of our country to tell us which we need to do the reforms. But we as Zimbabweans, we should have the pride of having a credible election as a chair on Kumuti SSI. Now we'll be able to congratulate Omuyimutu to Liwe. Now we will be able to celebrate with Abantu Vedizwe Lapo, which we are celebrating together, which no, we need it because that was fair and fair. And there's no one who is quarreling and saying, no, we think which is Lapana Zambu Hamakuti, Lapana Zambu Hamakuti. So we need to have those reforms. Angbon is that, so which Ube Sengati into Enzi Magakuru because. It's Zimbabwe for Zimbabwe. We internally in elections essence of which we build the credibility within our system as well as Zimbabwe, which is Zimbabwe who are able to manage is into the legislature and who are able to manage Ubuzenzela ama elections without which scanning the government. But what is also cool which at the end of the day is which is Sinchala Sisma Lama elections Angasambigati Achia Sisma Lama Sisma Violence Achia Abantulawa Achia Sisma Indians in Zagalayo, and we don't want those things. So we want credible elections as Lama reforms accordingly over the Uti Zogazi.
Nxa sesikhangela indaba zodlakela lezi baba Dube, siyazi kule Human Rights Commission, kule Peace and Reconciliation Commission. Kule ndima abangayidlala yini engenqabela udlame phambilini kokhetho?
Amabandla lawo babunkomo mina ngokukhangela kwami ngibona ngathi angumgogodla kakhulu ngathi ubumbano loluntu lwethu ezi singabantu ekuletheni ukuthula phakathi kwabantu bakithi. Nxa bengangelelela njalo ngokuthi baqhubekele phambili behlabela ivangeli lokuthula, behlabela ivangeli lokubambana, behlabela ivangeli lokuthi abantu bahloniphane. Ngibona ngathi kuyinto eqakathekile kakhulu. We need ama-organizations afana nalawo ukuthi sibekwazi ukuthi singabantu sibambane njalo sibekwazi ukuhloniphana entweni eyabe ikhethwe ngomunye umuntu, ukuthi abantu babekwazi ukuthi ungafosteli omunye umuntu ukuthi akhethe into oyifunayo ngenxa yokuthi wena ufuna kukhethe iphi. But thina as singabantu beZimbabwe abasincedise ukwenzela ukuthi kube lokuthula kulolu khetho esiyakilwa.
Hayi, siyabonga ngokuba lathi kuhlelo baba Dube.
Thank you very much, Mr. Nkoma. Ngiyabonga. Have a good day.
Thank you. That's my friend and political analyst, Mr. Difa Dube, all the way from the United Kingdom. And that brings us to the end of our show. Thanks to all our guests and, of course, you, the listeners, at home. Let's make another date next week. Meanwhile, remember, Studio 7 is also available at the weekend. I am your host, Ntungamili Nkoma. Good night, Zimbabwe.